Thursday afternoon, Everett Carroll kissed his wife on the head and gave her a big hug. "What time do you think he'll be home?" Courtney asked. Everett sighed as if he were already exhausted from the task, which had yet to begin. "Late, I'm sure. You know how the members of the Knesset are. I've never seen people who like to argue and deliberate as much as them. They're like addicts to controversy." She looked at her husband with compassionate eyes. "When we came to Batumi 3 years ago, the two rabbis of the Chief Rabbinic Council were going to run everything like a theocracy. Why did they bring back the Knesset?" "I guess Rabbi Weissman and Rabbi Herzog got tired of having only each other to bicker with. The Knesset offers them a pool of 12 additional opponents. It's like oratory chess to them, and no one seems to enjoy it more than the two rabbis." She walked him to the door of their simple cottage nestled along the river in the Lesser Caucasus Mountains. "I know the incessant squabbling won't make your job any easier tonight, but at least you have the good sense not to throw your hat in the ring to be in the Knesset." "Well, they'd never elected a Gentile."
"I'll have to disagree. It seemed like everyone in the valley was begging me to get you to reconsider after you said you weren't running."
"You never told me that." He turned as he walked toward the door. Courtney smiled like the cat who ate the canary.
"I wanted you all to myself. I wasn't about to twist your arm to run for office."
He pressed his lips together with a faint grin. "Still, it would have been nice to know." Ali called out from across the road as he walked down the stairs of his cottage.
"Everett, Courtney, how are you?"
Courtney stepped out onto the small porch and waved to Ali.
"We're great, and you?"
"Wonderful, thank you very much. It is such pleasant weather we're having."
Courtney chuckled as Ali sprinted toward their home.
"Early August in the Goshen Valley is pretty nice. Temperatures in the mid-70s aren't going to help your case."
Ali looked at Everett when he arrived.
"Yes, but the members of the Knesset are very wise. I'm sure they will make the right decision."
Everett's mouth twisted. "After hours of quarreling, speculation, and contemplation, I agree. They'll eventually do the right thing." Tobias came out the same door Ali had exited moments earlier. "You guys ready to go?"
"Depends on how flexible you are with your definition of ready."
Everett gave Courtney one last kiss and descended the stairs of his porch to join Tobias. Tobias waved to Courtney.
"Gideon and Dinah are just up the road if you need anything at all."
"Thanks. Have fun,"
Courtney waved back.
"Fun? Didn't you tell her what we were doing?"
Tobias lowered his brow as he turned to Everett.
"She knows. She's just rubbing salt in our wounds."
Everett led the way to the small church on the river, which also served as the public transit stop. Since fuel was scarce, horse-drawn wagons served as the primary source of transportation in and around Batumi, Georgia. A series of such wagons made up the transit system and were funded by a 5% sales tax on all goods and services. They waited in front of the church where Gideon and Dinah had tied the knot 2 years earlier. Everett patted Tobias on the back.
"Whatever happened to Maya? I thought for sure you guys were going to get married."
"And leave Ali on his own?"
Tobias tussled Ali's dark, chin-length hair.
"We could have gotten him hitched also if you weren't always around," Everett joked.
"Please,"
Ali crossed his arms tightly.
"None of these Jewish girls would ever marry an Arab, Christian or not."
"Yeah, that's a little sad." Everett kicked the gravel beneath his feet. "A couple of Arab girls live in Batumi. You go to town often enough."
Ali held one finger up. "Paul said the time is short, so that from now on even those who have wives should be as though they had none. Those who weep as though they did not weep. Those who rejoice as though they did not rejoice. Those who buy as though they did not possess. And those who use this world as not misusing it. For the form of this world is passing away. But I want you to be without care. He who is unmarried cares for the things of the Lord, how he may please the Lord. But he who is married cares about the things of the world, how he may please his wife. I spent my whole life not knowing who is Jesus. We have only a few short months until we will see him face to face. So I will continue to study and do his will until he returns. I'm happy, Everett. I do not feel like something is missing in my life."
Tobias nodded and stuck out his thumb toward Ali.
"Yeah, what he said."
"Well," Everett held his hands up. "If I ever had any doubt about whether you got a full dose of the Spirit, I guess you just put it to rest."